Hello, my name is Sam Dunnewald, and I am the host of Dice Exploder, the Emmy-nominated podcast all about RPG design right here on the Many-Sided Network. And after years of interviews and ideation with some of the best designers in RPGs, my first print game is coming to Kickstarter. Band-Aids and Bullet Holes, a John Wick-inspired game about getting your bloody revenge. Band-Aids and Bullet Holes is a game about standing in the shadow of a skyscraper in the pouring rain, bathed in bubblegum neon and someone else's blood, staring down at the man who ruined your life all those years ago, raising the barrel of a gun and asking, "Will you pull the trigger?" Band-Aids and Bullet Holes is a one-shot capsule game box set deck builder RPG, and you can follow it right now on Kickstarter. Back Band-Aids and Bullet Holes on May 5th.
Hey, before we begin the episode, I just wanted to announce that 5GMs will be donating 100% of our merch profits to a local charity that supports immigrants starting today. Each month, we'll announce on our socials which charity we'll be donating to. If you've been eyeing a new hat for the summer or a new hoodie to keep you warm, now your purchase will go to a good cause. You can visit the number 5gmsinatrenchcoat.bigcartel.com today to make your purchase. Thank you. Content warnings for 5GMs Presents Marriage and Merriment include rumor, scandal, romance, courting, gaslighting, coercion, substance use, grief, social pressures surrounding marriage and traditional gender roles, and strong use of profanity. Listener discretion is advised.
Listen in as five friends take turns weaving stories through their tabletop game of their choice. This is 5GMs in a Trench Coat.
We pan into a large parlor room. Annalise, what does your house look like?
I move around a lot, so it is a bit surprisingly scarce. It's just like, you know, some stuff around, vase,
yeah.
You know, some kind of painting
yeah.
that she came across. It's more of like an eclectic
assortment of things.
Yeah.
I think that here we have Annalise, Esther, and Ophelia. Are you there or are you arriving?
I think I'd probably walk on to the scene.
Okay, yeah. You're probably being led by one of Annalise's servants into the parlor room where she's sitting with Esther.
I'm lounging.
You're definitely lounging. What are you wearing?
I feel like it's still a long, flowy dress, very extravagant. It's one of my more modest ones.
Yeah, so you're just lounging on a couch. Esther is probably sitting opposite of you, just kind of hanging out. You two are probably talking about last night.
Mm. Oh, for sure. Esther is definitely like leaned in a bit, discussing the activities that went down at the ball. And I think she is very much like trying to inquire about what Annalise heard about the other guests or kind of interacted with the other guests, like trying to get information out of her a little bit.
Well, I don't think she really knows anything important.
So what do you think of the current prospects for this season? I saw that you were quite chatty with everyone in the ballroom.
Oh, well, you know, I just like to get around, talk to people, see what's going down. But, you know, nothing. I haven't really gotten anything juicy from this latest one. But I did hear that our friend Ophelia decided to get a little dance with Sir Miles.
I noticed that. It seemed as though Lord Miles was quite... Oh, what is the word I am looking for here? Possessive over the lady's attention?
Yeah, I noticed that too.
Do you think there is any courtship between the two of them?
I doubt it, but I'm going to keep an eye on things.
Why? Do you still aim to keep Miles to yourself?
Well, you know I like him. He's a little snack. He's a little cutie. Always nice to have a little soldier boy around, you know?
Well, you are certainly free to gobble him up to your whims as long as he does not get in the way of the other affairs for this season.
I don't worry about little details like that.
I know you do not, but the other members of the Ton might.
I think as you guys are having this conversation, you see Annalise, one of your servants, brings in Ophelia. I think you're just kind of standing at like the doorway to the parlor room, like kind of like awkwardly standing there, like, I need to be let in here. As one of your servants goes up to you, Annalise says,
Lady Annalise, Ophelia is here.
Oh, bring her in, bring her in.
I think she walks in. She's definitely wearing like her work attire. So it's like a really basic, like dark maroon skirt, like a nice white blouse. Definitely has like, for lack of a better phrase, a cheaper bottle of wine, like in her hand. She walks in. She's like, oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't realize you already had company. I should have probably sent word beforehand.
Oh, it's fine. You know, I always have time for my girls.
I'll turn to Esther and just, hello, I didn't realize you'd be here. Otherwise, I would have brought a gift for you as well.
Oh, I am merely a house guest as well. It's not necessary. It's lovely to make your acquaintance again.
Yeah, it was so nice to see you yesterday. I know we didn't get much time to chat, which is partially why I'm seeing my friend Annalise here, because I didn't get a chance to see her. But it was so great to meet you and see you. You looked great yesterday.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate that. You yourself looked quite remarkable, and it seemed as though much of your time was eaten away by bachelors on the dance floor, wasn't it?
Yeah, which is an odd thing. Truly, I was surprised myself, but it was a great night, I think. It was very relaxed and fun, and I hope you had a good time as well.
Oh, absolutely, I did. I am curious, though. Of course, I do not wish to impede on your space or comfort. You have merely just arrived. What do you think of the Lord Miles?
Oh, he was actually really kind. He was a little rough around the edges, but I suppose we all are when meeting new people. But dancing with him and just talking to him was kind of nice. I hope to foster that friendship a little bit more, but I did lose track of him as the night went on, which is a little unfortunate. We did have another dance planned.
Is friendship all you're looking for in him?
Yeah, just friendship. Something simple.
Okay. Glad to hear it.
Do you intend to perhaps set the Lord up with one of the young ladies that you're helping chaperone this season?
I mean, never say never, I suppose. My girls, truly all I want for them is to find someone that they can love and find a friend in as well.
I think Esther kind of like gets this wry smile that grows on her face. And she glances over at Annalise and she says,
I wonder then if the young lord would prefer a more mature taste to their social activities, or if they would like to spend time getting to know the young ladies.
I don't know. That's up to him, I guess.
But that is all I had to ask. I am glad that you had a lovely time yesterday, and I hope that I will get to see you again at other social gatherings this season.
Yes, I hope for that as well.
And don't be a stranger. I'm always glad to see you.
I know, I totally missed you last night, and I meant to say hello, but then one thing after the other, and had to keep an eye on my girls, and you know. But I did bring you this. Hands you the bottle of wine. Don't drink it all in one place now.
We'll see about that.
As this is all going on, we move to a very densely filled, smell-wise, room. The air is full of smoke and probably hard liquor and chatter. Just a lot of men bumping elbows, asking about how nights went, how estates are going, how families are doing, if there's any prospects or whatnot. And we see Sir Miles, probably with a crowd of men around him, friends, quote unquote, acquaintances, anyone who'll listen, pretty much. What are you up to?
Miles is kind of like reclined in the chair with a cigar, just like in his hand. I don't know if he like smokes as much as he like to like looks like he smokes.
Yeah. Same thing you do with drinks.
Right. Drink in hand, just kind of like not barely nursing it. Boys, so the other night was quite eventful.
It was.
One of the more lively events I've ever been to, I think.
I would have to agree. Things got crazy. You got a lot of action.
Oof, these women.
Fawning over you.
They're just...
falling over you.
Just all
you
of
have
them.
To tell me your secret.
I wish I had one, and then I could stop doing it.
It's natural. Jealous.
I suppose. They just... are all just so needy.
You see another guy, is like, and you gotta dance.
A few, yeah. I'm more curious about Ambrose.
Yes?
Well, he seemed to just, like, be ignoring everyone and then, what, danced with, like, a governess.
That was a little odd.
Strange!
Yes, he was floating around all night, and the one dance we did see him with was interesting, for sure.
Strange. What does... does he know her?
One would assume if they had a dance, or maybe he... maybe she caught his eye, I don't know.
Be a bad choice.
You see another guy towards the back. Didn't you dance with her?
Yeah, and that's why I would know.
So you don't know anything?
No, all I know is she was... doesn't even really have a name. I couldn't even remember it if I tried. Mm. But she was watching over some girls, her daughters, I think. I don't know. Mm. Unmarried. Strange. Strange.
How peculiar.
Right. Well, I guess if no one knows if Evanson is after the poor lady, then I guess it doesn't matter.
Unsure. Maybe. He's a well-sought-after man.
Yeah.
But as are you, so this will be interesting to see how this goes.
I'm not too worried about it. I mean, marriage isn't really on my list of things to do. You know, I'm...
you should let the ladies know that, then.
Never let the ladies know anything. Maybe that's the secret.
Maybe that is the secret. They secretly don't know that you're not interested.
Just focused on work.
It's true.
You boys know how it is.
Yes. Sir Miles now.
Yes, and I'm trying to go for more.
Oh, are you?
Well, isn't everybody?
I suppose you're right. How is your knighthood going as you fake smoke?
Yeah, it's all right. I quite enjoy it. It's a bit slower than the academy was. It's a lot less to do when there's not active war.
Fair enough.
A lot more balls.
Yes, a lot more socializing.
Don't quite enjoy it that much.
But that's the secret.
Rather be on the battlefield, if I'm quite honest.
It is part of it.
Suppose it is what it is, moving up in the world. Cheers!
Cheers to that! They clink their glasses. In the middle of all of this, you get one of the, I think the barkeeps runs up to you and is like, sir, this came for you. He hands you like a folded up piece of paper.
Ladies, am I right? Like, open it. Kind of like trying to hide that I'm like, don't, you know, I'm kind of excited.
Yeah. You open it up. It's from Annalise. Ah. She's asking for your presence at her estate.
I see.
Yes.
Well, boys, I believe it's time for me to go. It's been lovely.
Ladies,
right.
All right, Sir Miles.
Yeah, just a little bow.
Yeah, as you head off. Hello, Doctor. What have you been up to? What are you doing right now, actually? Where are you?
I'm probably locked away in whatever space I'm staying in currently.
Mm-hmm.
Just like shades drawn.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I have like different like elixirs and things I'm like working on.
Dear.
I'm just like, okay, and if I put a little bit of this into that, and no, that's all wrong. And I'm just doing my job. the sole thing I'm obsessed with, which is being a doctor
and 100%.
Medicine. Yeah. And I'm just working on medicine. Trying to avoid the anything that's especially on the heels of what Annalise did in making me a substantially more intriguing bachelor.
Yeah, suitor.
I
think
probably...
actually since then, like all morning you've had servants coming in being like, sir, a cola. And you've been like turning them away,
yeah,
I imagine.
Yeah, I'm just fielding that. I think I go out every like three as like a proof of like,
life.
Not turning everyone away. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's just kind of, just, again, fielding that. But I will say,
mm-hmm.
with everyone that comes in, I'm trying to gather as much information on everyone as possible. just kind of, and I think here and there I sow bits of like, oh, well, I did hear. It just is interesting that a mother would be so doting on her child as to like even insist on a dance with him. Again, I don't believe there's record of it, but in the doctor's spaces, some others have talked, and well, I've heard that the young well, Sir Miles is perhaps the illegitimate child of the lovely Annalise.
Really? Is that why they were like that the other night?
I guess
it would explain why they're so close.
Yes, yeah. Parent-child security, maybe. I don't know.
I see.
Yes. The youngest Ambrose dancing with the governess, it seemed like there was a spark there. Surely we'll see more of that, I hope.
So fascinating.
It's very... Yeah, and I just do a lot of that, but just subtly.
I'm just dropping them in conversations randomly.
Trying to pick up as much information as I can. If I could pick up any of the rumors that she's starting, that'd be great.
Yeah, I would say word travels fast.
Yeah.
Always.
Especially right now.
I mean, it's such a lively moment that you guys are in.
Is it even a rumor? It's just kind of like...
crazy.
Yeah, I think especially like as you get later or in the day.
Would I be able to parse out where it came from? Like, can I like sniff it out? Because I'm a bullshitter. I bullshit.
Give me token.
Here you go.
If you give me token, I'll let you do it.
Cool.
Yeah. You are like, you do that. And so you're able to sniff it out fairly easily to know how and where it's traveled through. Cool. Again, it's a lively moment right now. It's not hard to deduce that people talk. There's gentlemen's clubs around.
Right.
A large congregation of men getting weird information, and then all of a sudden it all coming out at the same time.
Leaving and spreading,
yeah. Little odd. And I think especially from this sort of like bitter tone that it seems to come with,
mm-hmm.
like not explicit since you didn't hear it from Sir Miles, but you know, there's that weird little like, what's her name? I didn't even catch her name when they danced.
Mm-hmm.
When they were like, danced for a while.
Yes.
Got Come it. On, man.
Got it. Cool, cool.
Yeah, so yep, you're able to...
Yeah, that's what my time consists of.
What exactly are you working on right now?
Right now, I'm trying to find a cure-all for hangovers because everyone's, like, got fucked up. So,
well...
And then also, like, the back burner of, like, always working on, like, solving... Probably, like, tuberculosis or something. Like, trying to figure out the cure to tuberculosis.
Yeah, dude, you've come up with a vaccine.
I've revolutionized the fact that you should wash your hands before doing doctor work.
Yeah, you
And no one believes me.
No one believes you. Everyone's like, why would you ever do that?
Yeah. Are you calling me gross? Please. Like, dirty?
No, you have to listen.
Are you calling me uncleanly?
Our world is covered in dangerous things. And we are putting those things onto our patients when we work on them without washing our hands.
If I'm not covered in blood, how will people know I'm a doctor and saving lives?
Oh my god!
Isn't that the million-dollar question? Yeah.
And then also, I would like to write some
letters.
No.
Oh.
I wanna XOXO Gossip Girl this, and I want to write some.
Yes!
Yeah, and I wanna publish some pamphlets.
Oh my god! Yeah. So when Lady Whistledown.
Yeah. So when you guys go to the next scene, I'm gonna step over there and write while you guys do. Your
oh yeah, thing. Okay. I was gonna jump over right now. So we'll hop away from the Viscount as he's holed away. We'll hop back to Annalise's estate. Annalise, again, one of your servants runs up and is like, "Oh, lady, Sir Miles is here."
Oh, delightful. Bring him in and bring in the letters I had that came in recently, too.
Yes, absolutely. And they'll go and fetch Sir Miles. You've been awkwardly standing in the doorway.
I don't know anyone else is there, right?
No, you just know that Annalise requested your presence.
I think he's coming, he's like brushing his hair back, already like starting to unbutton his collar. Like, darling, calling me so...
And then you see Esther and Ophelia on her way out.
Lady, von Ravenschwartz. Ladies!
Good heavens.
How surprising it is to see you here. What was the occasion? I'm sorry.
Oh, I just wanted to give you some good news about your prospects.
Prospects?
Yeah, I was talking to one of my cousins. He's very high up in the Prussian military. And I told him all about you and your exploits. And so I'm going to have one of my members of the staff hand me the letters.
Yeah.
To show, like, and they think that that you have a place in the Prussian military.
Really?
Yeah. And also, I happened to get you a Prussian uniform. I think you'd look much better in Prussian blue than the reds they wear here.
You wanted to have this conversation with company.
Well, I think every good news needs to be celebrated and with good friends.
Yeah. I think there's a lot of like just awkward like quick glances to Ophelia, just like, what the fuck is she doing here? Just like, and he's not very good at hiding it.
No, not at all. You are so incredibly awkward with your body language.
Wow. Okay. Thank you.
The Prussian military, that's quite exciting. I'm sorry I didn't mean to eavesdrop, but Annalise is just so excited about the news.
You guys are in the room.
Yes. I didn't realize. I mean, that's far.
Would be a journey, yes.
It's just a quick boat ride. Not too bad.
It's a conversation to be had, surely.
That's very exciting. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Are you all right?
Yeah. I'm just going to get some water. Just like kind of like shuffle off to the corner and just pour himself a glass.
Can I use my monologue token on Miles?
Absolutely. What are you trying to find out?
So they have obviously been put in like the worst situation right now.
Oh yeah, possible. Yeah, for sure.
I really want to know, like, as their eyes are kind of like darting back and forth from Ophelia and like processing this information about the Prussian military, just like what all is like going through their brain right now, like what's kind of knocking around up there, especially when they're looking at Ophelia.
I think there's a lot of guilt. And it might not be for, like, the military stuff. It's just, like, general guilt. And then... gosh, it's hard to think about, like, what exactly is going... it's just a lot. Like, a lot of just, like, oh, shit, oh, fuck. Like, like, oh, no, this wasn't what... And I walked in looking like what am I doing? What are we doing here? What's going on?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, just, like, frazzled and guilty.
Guilty about...
guilty about a lot of things.
Yeah.
It's like layers of guilt where it's like, of course, like, oh yeah, we're talking about me moving away and like, oh, like, I didn't really want to talk about that in front of these people. Mm-hmm. There's still a conversation to be had about that. Like, it's not set in stone. And then like maybe a little bit of anger at Annalise because I know she's doing this shit on purpose because I know this bitch. And then another layer of like deeper guilt under that. For some reason. Something maybe he said. I don't know. Who knows?
Can I use one of my tokens so I know he earlier, Miles said the comment that it's going slow and he'd rather be on the battlefield? So that, like, through the grapevine, I heard that he said that? Okay.
Yeah, again, information travels and you give me a token.
It's probably something I've told you explicitly.
Yeah, and it probably might be a driving factor for you being like, hey. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah, and why it's working.
And why it's working so well.
So as Miles is walking out, I'm going to be like, oh, I'm going to tell my girls like, oh, no, the Prussians, we have a lot of plans for the French and we're going to need the best that we can get.
Oh,
loud enough for him to hear, obviously.
So you guys have that awkward thing go on.
Yeah.
Sir Miles went to the other room for a second. I'm sure he's fine.
Totally, 100%, perfectly fine. I think he'd like just take a few breaths, make his way back in the room. So are you ladies just here for celebration? Sorry, but...
We're just gabbing, you know how ladies be.
Right, ladies.
Stopped by to say hello and check in on Annalise, make sure she's okay after the night we had.
Yeah, it was quite a night, yeah. I woke up with the craziest... I don't remember drinking.
You just had the punch, right?
Yeah, I just had like some water in the punch, and that's about it. Maybe a sandwich.
Maybe the sandwich is bad.
Maybe, but I've never had a headache from a sandwich.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I'm not a doctor.
But that's true. That's true. So, then that night was nice. It was a good night.
It was.
You were quite popular, were you not?
Right, yes. I'd rather not talk about that, honestly.
I am curious if any of the ladies caught your eye.
And Esther's eyes dart to Ophelia.
Just like, my eyes also dart to Ophelia, and then to Annalise.
She's just sitting here like, yeah, oh my god, how was your night? It's like thinking in her head.
You know, just a lot of lovely women, yes. The season is in bloom.
Esther like raises her eyebrow like, okay.
Yeah, just like the vaguest thing. I spoke with quite a few, so it's kind of hard to quite put my finger on any one of them.
I heard you had a dance with Ophelia. She's a pretty good dancer. How was that?
I don't know about that.
It was a good time. It was a good time. I'm quite a clumsy dancer.
Quite the lengthy dance as well, right?
Sorry, what?
Quite the lengthy dance as well?
It was just the length of the song. If it's a long song, then I suppose it'll be a long dance. Right?
So much so that Lord Ambrose couldn't really get a word in with Ophelia, now could he?
I think he got a few words in, actually, at the end of the night. I remember seeing that. Right, we all saw that.
At the end of it, yes.
Well, the end is usually the most memorable, isn't it?
I want to use a monologue token on Miles.
Why does everyone want to know? He's so transparent. You don't need one.
I'm like, overall vibe, surely, but I'm like, is this dude jealous right now? Like, is that what's going on?
100%. Are we dead ass?
What the?
Okay, so what exactly? Okay, break it down for me. In Miles' head, as you're trying to be super cool as you're speaking, what is going on in your head?
It's not jealousy. It's just, it didn't make sense why he would single you out in the middle of the night when he has all these other ladies, like, chasing after him. There was like no reason, and really I'm just like, maybe you guys know each other.
Is that exactly what I pick up? Like almost like disdain?
Maybe, yeah.
maybe. Do with that but information what you will.
It's kind of like he himself doesn't realize that's what it is. Yeah. It's just I don't know.
He has a lot of thoughts, but is not connecting the dots.
He has so many thoughts, no connections. Is also thinking about the sound that swords make when they clink together.
Always in the back.
That's your for no reason. Noise.
Yeah. Oh, I love that.
Yeah. It's what grounds you, actually. Yeah.
Just like, the battlefield.
Clink, 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 clink.
That's what centers him. It's like what he's comfortable with. This is like,
I think at you kind of just like, isn't it? Your last moment. Ophelia's kind of just like, you know, it was odd that he approached me. I didn't expect that at all. I truly did not think I'd ever be on someone's radar, someone that high of status, but it was nice to make his acquaintance, and the dance was a dance, nothing more. And I'm sorry it took over our last dance of the night. Maybe the next ball we rectify that.
I forgot about that, actually.
I'm just thinking about how Esther's sitting there, like, watching all of this happen.
She's got the most, like, shit-eating grin imaginable.
As I would expect nothing less.
Kim, if possible.
Yes?
I think, having stirred this pot, I think Esther might take her leave.
Yeah.
And if possible, I'd like to use a token to call on the doctor.
Oh, dude. Yeah, 100%. How do you take your leave? Do you just go?
Esther, seeing this like mess that she has made in this room right now, she stands up and she curtsies to Annalise.
As always, my friend, I appreciate you hosting me and allowing me to gab about our evening activities.
And then she curtsies to Miles and Ophelia, who I imagine are still kind of like
in the middle of it,
trying to figure out this conversation. And she says,
I bid you both a very good day.
And you as well.
You as well.
Always good seeing you.
And she'll take her leave.
So you take your leave, you go back to your estate, and you call upon the doctor.
This episode is brought to you by the World Builders Club, a project of Working Families Power, an organization building power for the multiracial working class. The World Builders Club is your go-to dispatch for breaking down the political, cultural, and emotional architecture behind your favorite universes. From romantasy novels and TTRPGs to blockbuster franchises and indie gems, this isn't just pop culture analysis. It's a love letter to the art of creating worlds and the power those worlds have to shape our own. I, Kim, am a really big movie lover, and I've recently gotten back into reading, so I just finished Project Hail Mary, and I really enjoyed their piece about how we've been getting first contact all wrong, and their piece on how Hope Corps seems to be the future for sci-fi, especially with the vibe of Project Hail Mary and Superman last year. Hope is punk. So, join the club and build a better world with them by subscribing to bit.ly/WBC many-sided, or by searching World Builders Club on Substack.
The Badlands. Legend has it that beneath the dust, something old and powerful still whispers to any gunslinger foolish enough to listen. One day, aboard a doomed train into the wastes, three unlucky travelers hear that call. A runaway socialite, a shape-shifting bounty hunter, and a retired thief turned family man. Will our outcasts find what they're looking for?
I mean, we're already here. Let's have a little fun.
You really went in there, guns blazing.
I thought that was the plan.
My potions are miraculous.
I thought we were being quiet.
Oh, Stump only has one volume. Sorry.
Wild roses grow out of his mouth, having filled his lungs.
What's happening out there?
Violence.
Find out on Mage Hand High Five.
And we'll pan away from this little bit of a social mess that's going on for a bit. We'll follow Esther as she gets back to her estate. Are you going to the doctor's house?
I think she would go to the doctor's house, yes.
Okay, yeah. So you're like, you know what? There's been all this talk about stuff. Let's go find out what the Viscount's up to.
Yeah. Because I know Esther knows from the conversations that she and the doctor were having the night before, he is up to no good. He is certainly up to something, and it is no good.
As someone who also gets up to no good, you can smell the no goodery.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so you make your way to the Viscount's house. Viscount, another one of your servants comes up and says, Viscount, yes. You have another caller, an Esther?
Make her wait.
How long?
Send someone to tell me when she's going to leave.
Do you want me to just watch her from a window?
Oh, no. Give her a seat and some tea. And then when she seems like she's about to disembark, let me know and I'll make my appearance.
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
So Esther, the servant comes back to you and is like, all right. Well, just make your sit down and I'll come bring you some tea and biscuits. And I'll let you know when the Viscount is ready to see you.
Yes, of course. Thank you. I'm sure that he's very busy with his work.
Are there also like other failed callers like coming in and out during
for
this
sure.
time?
As you like definitely walked up, you saw definitely at least two women like leaving the house.
Send them away.
Yeah, you definitely see two women leaving the house. You saw another that came up and then got quickly like swatted away by one of the servants. And so like it's interesting that you're being sat down.
Yeah, I think she definitely notices that. She is also going to take stock, though, of, like, if possible, the mother's and other callers' like reactions to her just sitting there watching them.
I think especially like, okay, so like the two like women and their mamas, as they were leaving and like you were going in, you kind of saw that like smirk on the mama's face, like, ha, she's about to get turned away. And then you see the one that just got like turned away and her mama watch you sit down like in slow motion, and that sort of like, wait a minute, she's being sat down. I just got shooed away so expeditiously. Why are you being sat down? And so there's this like small, like, you can kind of see these like gears turning in heads and things like that, and like a bit of shock, especially going in their faces of like, what's so special about you?
Yeah, Esther's gonna kind of people watch for a little bit, and then time will pass.
And time will pass.
She's still drinking the tea. She's done with the tea. It's cold now.
It's so cold.
She ate what she wanted to of the biscuits. More time has passed. I truly think that she waits there like an obnoxious amount of time before she finally grabs a servant and she says,
does the Viscount always make ladies wait this long before turning them away? Did the other mamas have to wait this long for not even a hello?
Oh, the Viscount's always busy with his work, so I can go check and see if he's ready to see you now, if that is what you would like, Lady Esther.
She settles a little more deeply into the chair, and she says,
yes, how about you tell him that I am very fed up and about ready to make my leave?
Yeah, I will let the Viscount know right away. It scurries off like, do-do-do-do. Viscount, I believe she said that she's about fed up and ready to leave.
Oh, so amazing. I think it's you. I just spilled so much in here. I need you to clean it so fast. It's
what
very,
did you...
So it will burn your skin. You need to cover your hands and just start cleaning everything. Thank you.
as you like walk off.
Yeah, I come on. Esther, I do apologize for having you wait so long. I was I was on the cutting edge of, well, none of that matters. How are you? I'm going to like lift you up by your hand, kind of, and just like give you like a small, just the least in character thing he would do. Just like give you a little kiss on the hand, and he's immediately placating the expectations of the scenario. Please do sit again. I'm gonna call on someone to get us more tea.
Yeah, 100%. As soon as like they see you like walk in, one of your servants is like, I gotta go get tea. I gotta go get more tea. And so you get a fresh pot of tea and more biscuits brought out.
Delightful. I hope you weren't waiting too long.
No, not at all. In fact, seeing your other potential suitors be turned away so abruptly while I waited was quite amusing. Though, yes. I do hope my comfort here does not stir rumors.
Oh, no, surely it will, but that's beside the point. Rumors are more of lies told by those who can't conversate with tact, you know, such as I'm a viable bachelor because I'm a doctor that's needed by... It's nonsense words spouted by nonsense people that lead us to having to turn away far too many a young woman in a day. What would we even talk about? They're 19... 18. I have nothing to conversate with them. I ask them about their favorite flower. They say whatever my favorite flower is. I make it a point for every three to come out and have a conversation with one, but I send all of them away. It's quite unpleasant.
So I see Annalise's meddling has not served you well this day, has it?
I would hardly call what Annalise does is meddling. At best, it's haphazardly sticking her foot in places where it might get chopped off, although she does seem quite apt at doing so.
Well, I was actually at her estate earlier today, and I happened to reunite with young Miles, in fact, and the governess.
And the governess, and I'm ashamed to say so, but I've had some bits of gossip make it my way. And it does appear as though the young Miles was speaking with quite the venom in reference to the young governess that he appeared to, well, I thought he seemed quite enamored over.
As did I. Are you sure that you heard correctly? Because when I saw him today, he burst into her Lady Annalise's estate, buttons undone and fully flustered over conversation with Lady Ophelia.
And that is, well, that is quite something. I surely
it
hope that...
It seems as though he was not expecting Annalise to have further company.
Well, yes, I suppose they should have a word for something like that to ensure that nobody is around when misgivings might occur. But you say this, you say young Sir Miles didn't appear full of venom or vitriol for the young governess in this moment?
Not at all. In fact, he could barely keep eye contact with her. It seemed as though he was fully enamored.
Oh, or maybe he was a bit ashamed for, I don't know, spreading dirt upon her name amongst other men of some caliber. You know how men get to talking at those silly get-togethers.
It makes me curious how Lord Ambrose will react to hearing this venom about the young governess.
Surely there's more to Lord Ambrose than just believing what he may or may not hear. Or maybe a more reputable source will steer him one way or the other.
I am worried, though, and truly this is why I have called upon you, not in slight of your company, but rather I would like to request your aid.
And here I thought we were having a nice cup of tea and sharing a cute moment. What aid might you need? Also, I giddy. Like
kicking your feet?
Like face coming apart at the seams of like the level of like smirk. Like, yes. Like, what do you want me to do?
As you may have heard through this wretched, tangled grapevine that runs through the town, my house, House Lockhart, has begun to experience some troubles. Both of my younger sisters have been married off, which is all well and good, and I was quite prepared to live my life as a very fulfilled, very relaxed spinster with the company of my mother. Unfortunately, my dear cousin Mortimer, has recently taken hold as head of household and is squandering all of our comforts away. Because of this, I am now, as we discussed at the party, in search of a companion, a husband, if you would, or whatever finds their way to me. Yes. I, perhaps selfishly and perhaps ambitiously, have set my sights on Lord Ambrose. And not just out of greed, mind. I did find our conversation quite compelling. But I do worry if Miles wears this double-sided mask that Lord Ambrose may rush to defend and protect the governess, which would bring them closer together, instead of orchestrating a companionship between him and myself. Do you see what I'm saying?
I do. I well, surely I can help in some capacity there. I suppose I ask of you more. What is it exactly you'd have me do? Or would you just like me to perform the way any regular doctor might perform?
Look, Viscount, I am not a woman without sight. I know that much like my dear friend Annalise, you yourself are quite the, and I say this with as much affection as I can muster, a meddler. So, I simply ask that you help me uncover Miles' true intentions with the governess. Perhaps if the rest of the Tarn were to see that Miles in some way has affections for her, Ambrose will look other places, to other ladies. To ladies whose handkerchief he currently has in his possession. And vice versa.
I see. Well, that is all quite exciting. The handkerchief and all. I would say I have no qualms getting to know the youngster Miles more. I think it would be quite fun, regardless of aid for you or not. Although I do find your proposition here interesting. The main thing I take umbrage with is more the fact that your implication that myself and Annalise are the two meddlers amongst the pot when you yourself is perhaps are more apt at this than maybe either the two of us, and you're just a bit more subtle with your words here.
I have been the outsider looking in on the romances of my younger sisters, and it is true, I am quite adept at spinning a tale or three regarding romantic affairs or setting pieces up in just the perfect row to aid them. However, when it comes to the endeavors of one's own heart, it can be a very tricky balance to maintain without making oneself the villain in these affairs. I do not wish to see my house fall to ruin any more than it has, and, well, let's be honest here, if word were to come out that I am spinning tales to set Lord Miles up or set the governess up, well, it would make me look quite desperate, wouldn't it?
I have no doubt that it would make you look quite desperate. And so I'll take you up on this offer to we'll meddle a bit more. Yes, but anyways, I will gladly get a bit closer to Sir Miles and find his true intentions, or rather reveal intentions that everyone will deem true to the people. I do have a single, and I don't want you to misunderstand this in terms of some form of amorous connection, but more if you find yourself in a space in which you cannot marry another, I have plenty of cushy offerings here and do need to marry by the end of the season. Again, please do not mistake this for anything more than it would solve both of our problems, but I would love to see you arm in arm with someone you, are enamored with.
Esther was like in the middle of drinking her tea, and then she just kind of goes,
"And Viscount, why are you in such a rush for a suitor if you continue to turn every third lady away?"
Again, at the very least, you can hold a conversation. And if we're going to share a home and space, that is the bare minimum. You appear to be at least moderately well-read. I put this off as long as I could, in the lieu of the passing of my late love. But my house will have it no longer, and I am to marry by the end of this season. And I don't quite enjoy the festivities, hence my meddling. But again, two problems can be solved very easily at the end of the season if you're not, again, arm in arm with the, well, gorgeous young Ambrose. Everyone appears to love him.
What a time to not have my monologue token anymore.
Yeah, man. Yeah, you know what? Actually, that's a great point. I'm going to go ahead and use my monologue token and see what Esther's taking.
Oh. God damn it.
Okay,
dude,
yeah,
thanks.
Yeah.
You reminded
me. What exactly are you looking for in Esther's head?
I want to see how receptive she is and like what the vibe is about like this offer. Is it like, okay, oh, yeah, like yeah, this guy's just offering it, but or I want to, yeah.
Is it all this guy? Me. Or is yeah, it like, maybe I'll consider it?
Yeah, it's like, are you reading this as meddling and me being a shitster? Or are you reading this as like, what the fuck? Like, I want to know how you're reading the situation and handling it.
I think in the weirdest way, and not even as like an insult to the Viscount, I think Esther is reading a lot of this scenario as him just joking. Like, I don't think that she does not think that he is being serious about this. Mm. She thinks that he's just kind of like taking the piss at the situation. And I don't think that it's like at this point not gossip that her family is struggling. So she knows that word is out there. Mm-hmm. But I think as like the Viscount is looking at Esther, there are certainly gears turning in her head. And even though she is very much kind of trying to be forward thinking about like what would be the best possible option for her, and I think she has this perspective due to what she was looking for her sisters, mm-hmm, she's also very realistic about the fact that this is probably the last season that she would be able to like really look for a match of any kind, platonic love match or just one of convenience. I think there's some gears turning, but for the most part, she thinks that you're just jesting with her about this. Like, she thinks that this is a bit of a joke.
Yeah, he'll leave it at that. Like, that's okay.
Well, I certainly do appreciate the offer, Viscount. Perhaps I should ask this as well. If the scheme is successful and we are able to at least publicly air out whatever it is going on between Lord Miles and the governess, what would you like in exchange? I do not have much I can offer as a well-read woman or otherwise, but if I am to be paired off with Ambrose, what do you have to gain from all this, from helping me, which you seem readily agreeable to do?
I think in exchange, perhaps we can just kind of leave it as a an open letter. I may ask for a small favor, maybe a placed word somewhere in some ear at some point. That seems fair.
That seems fair to me as well. Well, I do not wish to take you away from your very busy working activities any longer, Viscount, so I will get out of your hair now and bid you good day. I do expect your assistance at whatever social gathering we end up in together next.
Oh, I'm quite certain it'll be the talk of the town.
Don't sound so eager. And she'll curtsy and leave.
So you guys have your conversations. Plans are made in place. And we'll go back to Ophelia. I assume after Esther left, you hung with Annalise for a little longer.
I want to use a resolve token to leave at the same time as Miles.
Yeah, 100%. So that probably means you linger here awkwardly.
As long as Annalise is cool with it.
As long as you can. And Annalise, you know, you just have people up in your house yeah, all the time, so it's not really weird.
I do want to use a monologue token because I'm going to wait till Ophelia and Miles are kind of talking. I'm trying to get how Ophelia feels about Miles, like what her intentions really are.
Yeah, 100%.
I think after using my monologue token and trying to kind of figure out what's going on in there, she's genuinely like, oh shit, did I make him upset? Like, mm-hmm, I didn't mean to like make him feel bad or anything else. Like, I am genuinely trying to make a new friend in this town, and he's new, and I'm trying to make him feel welcome, and now I feel bad because I did something wrong. That's the vibe. And like, I need to mend that so we can be friends. Because I want to be friends.
What are you two talking about?
Nothing.
Nothing and everything.
Nothing and everything. Just like, oh, the weather's been quite pleasant.
Yeah, it's been really great. How was your morning? How was everything today? Oh, post-party. Minus the slight hangover.
Yeah, just pop by the gentleman's club.
I didn't think that would be a place you like to spend time.
Well, it's good to have camaraderie. Especially when I'm not in active duty.
Yeah.
It's kind of hard for me.
Making friends is great. Friendships.
Yeah, it's easier.
Really when, like friendships.
When lives are on the line, it's easier to have those connections.
You're bonding.
Right.
Anything can go awry. It's scary. You're so very brave for willing to do that.
Hardly.
You think hardly?
It's very easy to risk your life.
Maybe, but that doesn't make it any less scary. And to be brave enough to put your foot forward, I think, says a lot about you. And if you do go off to the Prussian military, you're scarcely one step closer to death.
It's fine.
You say it's fine, but I think most men would tremble at the thought.
Well, I'm not most men.
How much longer does Miles stay until Miles leaves?
I think he was awkwardly waiting for Ophelia to leave so that I could have a serious conversation with the Duchess. So it's just kind of like...
And I'm like, let's make sandwiches! Let's yeah. have a lunch!
And I'm just like awkwardly just like looking over like... I suppose it is getting quite late in the day. I have some work to attend to. Duchess, I will send for you later for conversation. Ophelia. Just like an awkward like...
Wait like 2 seconds before you like start making your way to the door.
Yeah.
Like, I think I'm going to head out as well, Annalise.
Oh, well, it's always good to see you. And remember, I always have time for my girls, and I say it very pointedly.
I think I curtsy to you because it's what's supposed to be happening. And I just give you a hug. Oh, I miss you.
I give you a big hug too.
And you guys walk out. Are you like following Miles?
I think it's like, I'm like, Sir Miles, wait, like kind of chasing after you a smidge. Trying to...
Oh,
catch before you like make your way.
Hello. Why? Okay.
I did just want to
I'm
say
gonna
one.
I'm going to use
thing.
A token to have one of my servants just have to be nearby like gardening.
Oh,
or something.
Yeah, 100%, bro.
Yeah, I think we haven't even like made it past like your front gate.
Yeah. We're like they're like still in the
and
hall.
Also, you got servants looking out the window all the time. How else does Annalise know everything?
I did want to say one more thing before you left, and I thought it best not to say it in front of company in case it becomes awkward or uncomfortable, and I have a chance to leave if it becomes awkward or uncomfortable.
Right. Totally reassuring. I am not nervous at all.
I did just want to apologize if I offended you last night in any way or made you upset.
No.
I know you and Ambrose kind of came on the scene together, and it was really awkward, and he had already offered me a dance, but I already promised you one, and I felt rude to ignore the host at his own party, and it was a very intense 30 seconds. And
no, I understand. Ambrose is a lovely fellow. Very charming. Charming. Well,
I only talked to him the once.
Oh! I figured... Okay.
he did just stroll back into town.
That's true, and that is a fact that I have... let slip my mind.
But I do hope we can remain acquainted, if not friends, and perhaps share that dance in the near future.
Yeah.
Oh, I won't take up any more of your time. And
no, you've... Oh, which way are you walking?
My house is that way, just pointing the direction.
I'll walk you.
Oh, that's really it's kind
late
of
late in the day.
Thank you, thank you.
And it's just like a quiet walk.
Taking in the scenes.
Yeah.
Dude.
I have so many tokens. I use a token, you drop something, I pick it up.
You have to paint me a picture
okay,
now.
Okay, we'll paint the picture, okay? Yeah. We're walking, it's a little windy. I'm
taking off my gloves, putting my gloves back on.
It's like midday, but it's like, it's kind of overcast.
Yeah,
so
yeah, for
like,
sure.
It's a little gloomy, but it's kind of nice. Like, I like it like this. And
glove falls.
Glove falls.
No.
It's like, oh, me.
Oh, no, that's okay. Now the gloves is on the floor. Oh, thank you.
And then I actually like bend down, get it, give it to you.
Oh, thank you.
All right,
this is me.
All right, have
a night.
Goodbye.
have a night.
Have a night.
So bad.
Goodbye.
Have a night.
And then just, like, kind of watch her go inside and stand there for a little while, like, oh, shit. And then turn heel and start marching off to home, I guess.
Yeah, you go back to your house. Ophelia, as you walk in, you have a servant come up to you and it's like, oh, Lady Ophelia, this came for you as you were gone. Oh. And they held up a letter.
Okay, take the letter. Open the letter.
Ophelia, I've written this letter many times, as every way seems to be more unstately than prior. I do not believe there is a way to not make this sound awkward. So, I'll begin with this. I hope you've been well. I've been thinking of you a lot lately. Thinking of what I'd say if I saw you again. What I'd do. But mostly what I hope is that you've been well. You deserve that, at least. Yours, B.
Oh, shit. I think she reads it, like, in the front of the house, like, in the doorway, essentially. And she's shaking a little bit. She's kind of, like, doing that thing where, like, you lean against the wall and you fall down the wall.
This is the first time you've heard.
In years.
Oh, my God.
And it's a little suspicious, because why now?
Oh, God.
So, yeah, you have that to toil with for the night.
No sleep.
Annalise, before the night is over, you do see your servants brought you in that little stack of letters that you showed off to the group. And you do see that one is from your uncle.
Oh, okay. I'll open it up.
Annalise, you open your letter, and in your uncle's penmanship, it says, Annalise, I hope things are boding well for your sake. I haven't heard from you. I assume you've been busy with your work. Need I remind you the importance of your future betrothal? Expanding our influence to other countries is vital, especially after our unification. We must show that we do not back down. We are a unified front and a force to be reckoned with. Please send back at your earliest convenience. Signed, your uncle.
All right, well, I'm just going to write back and be like, oh, don't worry. Just kind of general, like, oh, I'm working on it. Like, things are looking good.
We're doing so good, uncle.
Two thumbs up.
Two thumbs up and a letter.
Two thumbs way up.
Yeah, I'm going to have a painting done of me giving two thumbs up.
Yeah, and you ship that over. You could 100% do that.
Yeah.
Just in case.
I have a bunch, like, two thumbs down.
Yeah.
One thumbs up, one thumbs down.
Yeah, both in the middle.
Yeah, I have a bunch of them ready to go.
Yeah, so you send that letter back. And we go ahead a few days later. The ton has been buzzing, not only because of the eventful ball, but because there have been pamphlets distributed throughout the ton of accounts from that night. There are three separate ones, full of lots of things. The first one says, not only are there two young men, a sir and a viscount, deemed the most viable suitors, but they also appear to share in another connection with a lady of no status. However, this all may be a strategic movement upon the young governess's house. From reports found herein by yours truly, the young governess may in fact be the secret marquess of a house enraptured in momentum. With the context of this document laid bare, it would recontextualize the dances had before us. The next one reads, a further note, there appear to be a widowed lady and a sir who exemplify a peculiar closeness. This closeness would be less if a cradle-watching scenario, and rather a connection of parental overbearing that has bloomed from the lady's extramarital and amorous connection with a foreign duke. And the last one reads, last of note, the two bonded by familial tie appear to be in cahoots while a certain young sir warmongers and yearns for battle, in quotes, to cover up the lack of his social prowess. There also appears to be a young sir spreading misinformation about a no-name governess that had made her debut in a night full of dances with the most viable suitors. This young sir spreads these rumors or non-enamor in hopes of righting some emotional wrong done unto them, in quotes. And with that, we're going to close out the scene. Miles, you still have a monologue token, so therefore you are forced to use it.
Uh-oh.
Who do you want to use it on?
I kind of want to use it on Annalise. I want her thoughts on the pamphlets.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, she's extremely angry, and she's going to put every resource into finding out who it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the vibe you get. I think that's where we're going to end this episode. Love that for you all. Thank you so much for joining us for 5GMs Presents Marriage and Merriment. Anna, where can the people find you?
Oh my god. Okay. Hello, people.
At anna.com.
Yes,
anna.com.
The domain is mine. You can find me everywhere on the internet at Local Level Up Lady, which is Local LVL Up Lady, or at Hilarity Save RPG, where I do a lot of stuff. I'm the DM for the audio only actual play anthology thing, Dastly Dungeoneers, and which 5GMs was on. So if you're listening to this, you should definitely listen to that too. And a bunch of other stuff around the internet. I hop around.
We definitely saved the world.
We did something.
We're so good. Thank you guys so much for listening. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
Guys, we're so messy.
Hey, howdy, hey, thank you for listening to 5 Jams in a Trench Coat. Be sure to follow us on social media, at 5 Jams in a Trench Coat on Instagram, Threads, and TikTok, and at 5 Jams Official on Blue Sky. You can also check out our website at 5jamsinatrenchcoat.com. We're also on YouTube. Just search up 5 Jams in a Trench Coat to watch us play video games and other variety content. If you like this episode, please rate us 5 stars and leave a little comment. And if you'd like to support us further, you can leave us a little tip on our Ko-Fi at ko-fi.com/5jamsinatrenchcoat. Thanks, and catch you in the next episode.